Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you are doing amazing. I'm doing good. I'm actually doing good. One thing I wanted to say before starting off, one very important thing, very important to all the LGBTQ plus AI community and everybody else, allies, happy Pride. Happy Pride. I hope you all have an amazing, safe Pride Month. All deserve it. Love is love. This is from a fellow ally. I love you guys so much. So let's get into, this is not going to be long, what I think people should be listening to more and also going to their concerts more. Two powerhouses that I feel are underrated. Like, more people should go to them, to their shows, to their concerts. And these two queens are Demi Lovato and JoJo. They have phenomenal voices. Like, literally, gift. Like, they were, like, if you're, like, the person that's, like, God gave them their voice, their singing voice, he did. Like, they are phenomenal powerhouses. Amazing. So is Ariana Grande, but a lot of people are into Ariana Grande. She has a song about, like, I made people, made you love me. Like, but, like, a lot of, but we're not talking about her right now. We're talking about Demi Lovato and JoJo. Like, a lot of people are sleeping on these two amazing women. They have incredible vocals. Like, if you ever, like, saw them live or saw, like, a clip of them on YouTube or Instagram, TikTok, these ladies, powerhouses, you guys need to go see them, like, in concert. Please wake up. They're amazing. I saw Demi multiple times. Not this concert, her last concert, the last tour that she went on multiple times. But her, in general, I've seen her multiple times. Her vocals are phenomenal. Every concert, I've seen clips of the other, phenomenal, powerhouse, the notes she hits, oh my gosh, chills, you feel it, she doesn't miss. If you see her in concert live, oh my gosh, it's even better than you listening to her record. She's that great. When she goes on tour again, I can't speak English. Sorry. So sorry. You guys should 100% check her out. Her albums are really good too. The It's Not That Deep album, really good. Very, like, dance, club, like, party. Very good, album. And there's, like, some artists, like, they do like a dance album, and some of the songs hit, some of them miss. I'm gonna name one because I love Harry Styles. For me, Harry Styles is my husband, but his dance album, there's, like, a couple of them I'm like, they're really good, but some of them, I've comparing Demi and her dance album to Harry's, Demi did way better. Slapped every song. Yes, girl. Yes, queen. Yes. Awesome. Some with Harry, some miss, in my opinion. And I'm saying that as, like, someone that's, I'm both a Lovatic and I'm a directioner, and I, again, I, like I said, Harry Styles for me is my husband. I, since I was 18, I've been a directioner. I loved him since I was 18. Anyway, so I can, like, subjectively and honestly be like, it wasn't his best album. Other Harry fans don't hate me for this, but I'm just being honest. But yes, stop sleeping on Demi. And the high notes, she can hit them. The drifts, everything. She's great at all the songs that she does. Anyway, she's phenomenal. Like, every song that she puts out, you feel the heart, you feel the depth, to the point that I love how you can convey what she's saying without her being descriptive to, like, how someone looks like. And I know a lot of Lovatics are like, well, is this album actually not that deep because we think it's about this person or da da da. But she's a phenomenal artist. Stop sleeping on Demi. Also, stop sleeping on JoJo. Like, it's just a little too late. Come on. Her also in the high notes. I wish I went to the Madison Square Garden concert where JoJo came out and they were singing A Little Too Late. Oh my gosh, I would have died. I would have died. Like, I lost my voice when I went to see Demi. And I died. Like, she's a phenomenal performer. Seeing clips of JoJo, I haven't been able to see JoJo yet. But it's on the list to see JoJo. I need to see JoJo. Her, she's a powerhouse too. Her riffs, her everything. You guys need to see both of them. If they come into your town, if they're coming near you, somehow buy a ticket. Stop sleeping on these two. Stop sleeping on these two. They're phenomenal artists. There's some artists that I'm like, they're not that great, or like vocally, or you hear them live and then you're like, oh, so this was all auto-tuned. And you can't really sing, aka Enrique Iglesias. But these queens can sing. So you guys need to, at some point in your life, if you can afford it, go see them live. And seeing someone live and then seeing a concert video of the whole concert on YouTube is a different experience. You feel different because you're not in the room. You don't feel it. You don't feel the chills, but you don't feel the, like, energy. But I will say, like, Demi and JoJo are the only two artists that, like, just hearing a clip, like, for example, with Demi, with her song Ghost, about where she sings about how if her husband, if Jordan, aka if he dies before her, she hopes that he haunts her, and vice versa. You feel the high note she said, you feel it through, even if you're like, if you're not watching it live, like if you're not in the room, like during the concert, you feel it, like through, like, the TikToks and YouTube. You feel the chills of when she goes through those riffs and goes to that high note. You feel it, like, even through the video, which you don't feel a lot with artists. You usually feel it, like, when you see it live. But with Demi, And JoJo, you feel the, even on the YouTube videos and TikToks, you feel the pain, heartbreak, the high notes, the chills when they go up to those like high notes. You feel it. Those are the only two artists that, for me particularly, that I feel it, even while watching like a TikTok or YouTube videos. Everybody else, I only feel it live. So stop sleeping on these two. They're phenomenal. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Also, happy Pride. Happy Pride.